talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 923-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Sunday from 1 to 2 on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, I'm your host, David Cohen. In the studio today, we got Kevy.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, guys? And we got Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
I want to thank you guys very much for coming on the air.
It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure. Got my co-host, Kevy. He's my boy. My boy, Kevy.
Yeah, bro.
And Dr. Michelle, you know it's always a pleasure. And
thank you.
Everybody, you guys should check out Dr. Michelle every Friday from 12.
Actually, 11 to 12.
Oh, 11 to 12. I'm so sorry, Dr.
That's
Michelle.
Okay. I'm going to get you some new glasses.
God knows I need them. No, 11 to 12, latalkradio.com. She's the best.
It's on the couch with Dr. Michelle. We talk about relationships and problems and all that stuff.
So, right? Yeah. There you go. So she's the psychological aspect of life.
Yes.
And this is kind of the teen aspect of the psychological aspect of multi-dimensional facets.
Huh?
Big words are fun. So, as you guys know, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything from how you feel to relationships to parent problems to school to what's on your mind to religion to, hey, you know what, just anything that's on your mind, this is where we talk about it, we put it on the table, and we work it out for you, because you know what? That's what we like to do. We like to help people out. We like to solve issues.
And it's focused really a lot on teens and young adults.
It totally is. It totally is. You know, one aspect of it is, you know, of course, the teens and the young adults and, you know, coming to it and approaching it from, you know, a 17, 18, 19, you know, 16-year-old point of view. But, you know, that also hits the older perspective. So, you know, parents, teachers, you know, the other side of it don't always get the inside aspect of
a teen's mind.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, so this is where you guys can listen in and get a little drop in the bucket of the teen aspect. So today we are going to talk about bullying.
Yep.
Bullying. This is a big issue. Let me tell you what caught my mind. Let me tell you why I chose to do this topic. I was watching 60 Minutes, was it? 60 Minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've seen these stories everywhere. You've heard of them before. But, you know, I was just sitting down watching TV, and let me tell you the story. There's a boy, Ryan. I can't tell you what school he went to, but boy, Ryan, here we go. He went to – he has a sense of humor. Okay, he's a nice kid. They interviewed him, interviewed some of his friends, his parents and stuff. He's a nice boy, very nice boy. He went to the doctor and possibly, you know, a little bit too much information, but this is very prominent to the story. Went to the doctor and got a erectile checkup.
Right, okay, they do that, physical exam.
Yeah, exactly, you know, a physical
sometimes.
Exam. They checked out his butt, you know, make sure everything was okay.
Right,
you know? Yeah. I mean, what kid hasn't gone to the doctor? Hey, pull your pants out. Cough. You know, something like that. So He, with his sense of humor, he thought it'd be funny. He told his friend, he was like, hey, man, like, a doctor touched my butt, you know? So, you know,
yeah,
just like...
they were just clowning
yeah,
around.
Yeah, just clowning around. And then his friend, which I wouldn't really consider a friend with
yeah,
the
definitely.
Upcoming information, went and altered the story, changed it into how he was gay. And how he enjoyed
the doctor, like the putting doctor. His fingers up his butt.
Oh,
like,
that's really disgusting.
That's not a good friend thing to
that's
do.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not a friend.
So then he took that and then he spread it around the school, this room around the school. So then girls and guys just came up to him and started harassing him, like, oh, dude, are you gay? You're gay? And he's like, no, I'm not gay. Like, you know. And they honestly, they turned it and. They made his life a living hell. Not too much after that, he couldn't take it, and he ended up taking his own life.
Oh, my God.
Very sad. Oh. Very, very sad. And I saw this, and I was just like, you know what? If there's one case, there's multiple cases out there. And
yeah.
on Teen Trends, we want to do what we can to elevate the situation and stop bullying, man.
Yeah.
As much as we possibly can.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, guys? Go for it, Dr.
Really
Shell.
Really fast? I'm sorry.
No.
Is there...
You should be sorry.
Go on. I just wanted to... I mean, yeah. I should know this in reading. I do work with some teens, but I work a lot with young adults.
Right.
Who sort of, hopefully, by that time, have gotten out of their need to bully other people
right.
and or, you know. But is there, you know, like sexual orientation differences... Is there, like, a lot of harassment about people who are gay in school, in high school? I mean, it's like, do you think a lot of kids who are gay are afraid to come out because of this teasing about being gay? I just thought I'd just ask that question.
In my point of view, mostly the kids at our school, like, you have the open gays at our school.
Right.
You have some closet
right.
gays. You have, like, bi-curious kids.
Right.
And for the most part, they don't get too much, like, shit talked about. You know,
yeah.
they don't get too much shit. And the open gays definitely have it easy because they're open about it
right.
and kids accept it.
Right.
So for the most part, kids are accepting.
Okay.
But when you have someone who everyone thinks is straight and then comes out of the closet,
yeah.
those
right.
are the kids who
right.
are targeted for bullying
yeah.
and,
okay.
like, talked down upon and stuff.
I would say something else about the open gays. I have friends that are gay.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people at my school that are openly homosexual. And, They don't necessarily get, excuse my friend's shit, you know, to their face, per se. But definitely there's that aspect of like, oh, dude, that kid's gay. Like,
okay.
like that kid's like a homo.
Yeah, it's Aww. Frowned upon a little bit.
No,
but
totally,
for the most
you know,
part, kids are definitely accepting of the open.
No, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, for the most part, you know, like, because, you know, by 12th grade, you understand that, like, you know.
Well, yeah.
People are... You know,
sexual orientations
yeah, like
are different.
People are
you know?
Gay.
Hopefully.
Like, you know, big deal. People
yeah.
are gay, you know.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, you have your little handful of, like, immature kids, and they're like,
right.
oh, my God, he's so gay. Like,
right, right.
Dude, you're probably gay yourself. Like, you know.
And, you know, and it doesn't matter. So,
it
no,
doesn't
a
matter.
Lot of people
yeah.
project, you know, their fears of who they are onto other people.
Onto other
but,
people.
But anyway,
exactly.
no, I just wondered. So, I'm sorry.
No, no, no.
I just wanted to know if that was, like, a big deal. But that, you know.
No, yeah.
Poor guy.
No,
so,
it's...
So,
I
That's
feel
a
bad
sad
for the kid,
story.
You know, it is. So just to let everybody know, everybody already knows what bullying is, but to put it in a definition for the listeners, bullying is when a person is exposed repeatedly and over time to negative actions on the part of one or more persons.
Mm.
He or she has difficulty defending him or herself.
Right.
Within bullying... includes three important components. You have aggressive behavior that involves unwanted negative actions,
mm-hmm.
A pattern of behavior repeated over time, so it's not just
right.
like it's not just like it happens once, you know.
Right.
And number three, it involves an imbalance of power and strength.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I kind of want to touch on number three really quick, an imbalance
mm-hmm.
of power or strength. For a bully. Per se, you know, like what a lot of kids don't, you know, okay, if you are a kid getting bullied, you view the bully as kind of like
more
dominant.
Yeah, more powerful than you are.
Right.
But the thing about it is if you were to like take, you know, three steps back and actually look at the bully's life and like look at who the bully is, not as a bully, but as a human being. you would realize how much worse they have it off than you. It's
right.
true. It really, really is true.
Yeah.
Because if they're bowling, there is some compensation that they're making up for.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Whether it's problems at home, like oftentimes most bullies usually have really horrible home lives.
Yeah.
And you've heard about it so many times. The Columbine
yes.
kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where was the Asian guy who was raped by his dad and brought a gun to that university. I forget which school that was.
Yeah,
but
hear these stories, you know, that are.
And they all tie back to the person's home life. Because
oftentimes
bullies are abused at home or have been abused at one point in their life.
They have like three, I was reading, they have like three interrelated reasons why students bully, which we're just talking about right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you go on.
Students who bully usually have strong needs for power and negative dominance, all right? They find satisfaction in causing injury and suffering to other people, other students. And the students who bully are often rewarded in some way for their behavior with material or psychological rewards.
Yeah,
so people go, he's so cool. And I say
right.
he a lot because primarily there's more male bullies than there are female because of the physiological strength they have.
Right.
It's not necessarily
the
case.
Libido, you know.
Yeah.
And there's lots of different kinds of bullying, which we can talk about too, but, you know, which women fit into that category of verbal abuse and stuff.
Totally. Just to give you guys a little bit of insight, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We're talking about bowling. If you want to call in live on the air, tell us about some experiences you've had. Or you can talk to us about anything you want regarding bowling. You can call us live at 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Call us up. Tell us your issues you have with bowling, your thoughts, feelings, concerns, and we'll help you out.
Hopefully
we'll help you out. We try our best.
Have you guys ever had bowling experiences?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
A little bit. For me, it was mostly elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one guy who would always pick on me just because I was better at some sports than him, and we were always like really competitive with each other.
Right.
And he caused me some pain, beat me up a little bit at school. But after a certain point, like, you know, it's one of those things where you can't go home and like tell your parents, or like you're too scared to, you know,
right.
yeah,
because the kid
for sure.
is threatening you, like, oh, if you tell anyone, I'll just beat you up even more.
Right.
And then for me, it just came to the point where I was fed up with it. He threw my head against the ground, and I went to the principal's office.
Whoa.
I told the principal, like, this whole big deal started, and he got suspended.
Oh, good.
Our parents talked, and he had to apologize and stuff, and since that point, he had stopped bullying me after
right.
that.
Right.
So I think for kids who are getting bullied, no matter what age, even if they are threatening you, the best thing you could do is talk to administrator at your school, talk to a parent, talk to their parents,
right.
just give their parents a call.
Yeah.
Because nothing is scarier to a kid than threatening the kid
right?
by calling their parents.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
like, honestly, it sounds like, dude, I couldn't do that. I couldn't call his parents. Like, okay, but like, here's the thing. It's like, either you do something about it, or you don't, you know?
Yeah.
Like
right.
that's what it comes down to. Nothing is going to change the situation except for yourself, you know? Just let people know. Check this out. According to bullying statistics, the top five worst states to live in for bullies. To live in to avoid bullies.
Oh.
Woo!
Oh, this is where to live
to avoid bullies.
Okay.
In kindergarten through 12th grade.
Hmm.
California is number one.
So we're more tolerant here?
I guess so,
bullies?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
I was reading over this earlier, and I think I read this wrong. I was talking to Dr. Michelle, and I was like, oh my gosh, California has the worst? No. It's the opposite.
To avoid bullies. Huh.
California is number one. New York is number two. Illinois is number three.
Illinois.
Number three. Pennsylvania is number four. And Washington is number five.
Okay. Do you know one thing that all those places you said have in common is they have a very high population of students in their school district.
Yeah.
They do.
Like Washington.
Right.
Very high population, California, New York. And I feel that the more students in a school, the less likely you are to be bullied.
Right.
On like a large scale.
I agree.
But when you're in a smaller town, smaller schools, everyone knows each other.
Right.
That's when the bullying is like really prominent. And
also, you know, I think, and I'm looking at these – cities too. These are, you know, California, probably Los Angeles, San Francisco. These are more sophisticated metropolitan cities who accept differences.
Right.
Generally speaking, they're more liberal and open people. California, New York, and Chicago.
No, totally.
You know,
I was also gonna say that if you look at these states and you see like the vast minority difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In California, you have Asians, you have African Americans.
Such a big diversity of people.
Yeah, you're Indian, all these different, New York, come on, it's New York.
It's a melting pot of cultures.
Illinois, Pennsylvania, Washington, mm-hmm, same thing. Mm-hmm.
D.C. is,
D.C.
No, that's true.
Dr. Michelle, I want to talk to you about what Kevy was talking about, how you asked if we had personal experiences.
Yeah.
believe it or not, in elementary school and middle school, mm-hmm, I was... I was bullied. I was bullied a lot.
What would they say to you?
Let me just tell you how I looked. First of all.
Okay.
I was like this really, I was this little fat kid. I was just this little chubby kid.
Aw, Dave.
No, right? I was this little chubby kid and I had this big mole on the side of my face. Just like the huge mole. I got it removed. But I got this really big mole on the side of my face. I was like this little fat kid with like short, stubby hair. He's like, hey guys, what's up? And I was so vulnerable too. Just because I was like the perfect target, right? Kids, and honestly, I would go home like crying to my parents. I would go home like I wouldn't want to go to school. I'd be like, you know what? There's no point to life. There's bullying, this and that. And, simply because for one, I was insecure with myself, right? So I allowed the bullying to penetrate me. I allowed it to affect me in a negative way. The type of things that they would say, Austin Powers came out, right? With the molly, 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 want to make some guacamole.
Oh,
right? I would get that shit probably 5 times a day.
Oh, that's horrible.
Right? Just like,
that's horrible.
I'm going to take your mole and chop it up and make some guacamole. It's a molly, molly. And I'd just be like, and then I'd to defend myself, I tried to throw something back like, well, yeah, you smell bad.
Well, at least you had some comeback to
right?
him,
But then they just laugh. They'd be like, you smell bad. Are you kidding me? What kind of comeback is that? That's ridiculous, and then they also used to call me sumo wrestler.
Sumo wrestler?
No.
That's weird.
Well, because I was fat.
Yeah.
Huh. I was like the fattest kid in...
Aww.
They'd call me sumo wrestler, and here's the thing. I went home, right, and I told my dad one day. I was like, Dad, do you think I'm fat? He's like, no, Dave, you're not fat. He's just like, you like ice cream, But here we go. I took it. It's like, oh, thanks, Dad, And I was like, because the kids would call me sumo wrestler,
Wow.
And you know what he'd say to me? He'd be like, that's a compliment. I'd be like, Dad, how is that a compliment? Sumo wrestlers are fat and they're ugly. He'd be like, no. In China or Japan, wherever sumo wrestlers are from.
Japan.
Mm-hmm. He goes, in Japan, the sumo wrestler was considered to be the most powerful
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. They're very respected.
Very respected.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So one day... I get called sumo wrestler, and I'm like, hey guys, just to let you know, sumo wrestlers are the most powerful, respected people in Japan, right?
Yeah.
And then they, I don't think that was a good idea, because they were just like, well, we're not in Japan.
No, well, good for you, though. For
totally, right?
For
right?
yourself
just
and
like
everything.
This little Dave was just like,
yeah.
But yeah, so, I don't know. Eventually, over time, I let it get to me. I totally let it get to me. But over time, I got self-confident.
Good.
I realized that these kids are just insecure with themselves.
Right.
And they would bully me, and I would, I'd just shun it. I'd be like, whatever,
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
For kids that are listening and they get bullied out there, for reals, you got to realize that that's something wrong with them. If they're
Absolutely.
Bullying you, you possess something that they don't. Let it be happiness. Let it be, a good mind, a good spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's something that you have that they don't, that they seek. Therefore, they try to bring you down to their level because they're envious of something within you.
Yes, it's true. You were telling me too that you also got empowered, and I think this is a great idea for parents to empower their kids not only with things like you're saying, Dave, but also with certain sports that they can excel in and feel really good about themselves.
Oh, for sure.
You have a black belt in Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
No,
you
do.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, I was getting bullied. So my parents were like, hey, do you guys want to, like, all take a karate class together, a Taekwondo class together? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And I loved it. I loved it for a really long time. Got my black belt. And honestly, the discipline and that's where I got my self-confidence was. It's true. That's where I got my self-confidence was through Taekwondo. And I practiced and I practiced and I went to it like every night. And, you know, just learning techniques, you know, and pushing your body to the limit.
Yeah.
You know, it also made me lose weight.
Right? You were buff.
But just pushing myself to the limit, pushing my mind to the limit with, you know, learning pumses, which were like, you know, the forms, and you have to do it perfectly. And Master O was my teacher. He you know, helped me a lot with that stuff. But when I walked on campus, when I elementary school, middle school, you know, when I walked on campus, I, in the back of my mind, my dad used to tell me, always have the Taekwondo spirit.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Which was, Taekwondo spirit. Right? No, but it's so true. Which is just like, you know, the understanding that you have the ability to defend yourself.
Right.
But you choose not to. Because you don't need to, you know, unleash that within you, you know?
Right.
And when kids would bully, I truly, after I started taking Taekwondo, I would just be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And get this out. Check this. After I stopped giving the kids responses, after I stopped giving the kids what they wanted, for example, oh, you're a sumo wrestler, you're fat.
Yeah.
All right.
Right? They stop. They get bored.
They stop.
Yeah.
Because okay, think of it as like an animal feeding, right?
Yes.
They're like
yes.
animals, and then they feed.
They feed off your responses.
Exactly.
They want to see you like get pissed off or you know get defensive. And if you're just like, oh, that's cool, whatever, walk away, then they'll stop. They'll completely
exactly.
stop.
You stop giving them what they want, then they stop putting it out there.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
You know, it's interesting too, as a parent, and I would suggest this to parents too, is just kind of be aware and encourage your kids, teens, adults, young adults, younger kids too, to talk about, you know, what's going on with them. And, you know, so they feel safer to tell you about someone who may be threatening them. Because it's really important for them to talk to the parent so the parent can, you know, really empower you, like, you got some Taekwondo. Your dad said, let's get you feeling stronger about who you are and empowering yourself.
Right, right.
And
right.
also reporting bullies to the authorities if need be. And also having a meeting with the parents of the bully.
Yeah, I mean,
so that stops it right away.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
They get busted
totally.
And their parents. What I had an experience with once is that there was a bully for my son and in middle school, and I confronted the mother. I was very appropriate to her,
right.
but I said, this is what's happening. I have reports from other kids, and if you want, I will have those kids come and talk to you and sit down with you as well. And the kid was sitting there with his mother in front of me. My son wasn't there at the time. He was doing something after school, and she completely denied it. She said, oh, he's not like that. He'd never do that.
Really?
Yes. So I just... You know, there's a lot of denial going on, too. And I think it's really important for parents to really take a look at their kids' behaviors and see if they're being, have low self-esteem, if they're being mistreated in the home or whatever. And it goes into teen, and it goes into young adults, and it goes into adults. You know, there's a lot of adults out there who get in the workplace, you know, and they verbally bully other people because they don't have any self-esteem.
Right.
They feel that they need to have power over other people.
Right.
And that's a... You know, that's a deep old issue. But, I mean, I'm just saying that this is what I see too, and it's really important for parents to kind of have a heads up on
No,
that.
Totally. Also, something about bullying, you know, from a young age and how it affects a person in later in life. I wish I had the percentage. Something, a huge percent.
Yeah.
Like a really, really, really big percent. Some like 70% or something like that. Of kids that were bullied at a young age and never got over the fact that they were bullied and kept taking the abuse.
Right.
You know, kept eating the abuse basically.
Right.
You know, they grew up with this underlying, almost like subconscious reaction to revenge. They just revenge. And those kids, it said in the studies, those kids, they got bullied and never got over it, never got the self-confidence that they needed to get over the bullying, were the kids that ended up in jail.
Yeah, a lot
of them. Were the guys that, you know, they grew up and then, you know, they went through puberty, they got muscles, they got an ego. But they still, you know, they still had that underlying, like, yeah, I have to protect myself, and, you know, I deserve revenge because I was bullied as a little kid. You know, those are the guys that make the stupid decisions and wind up in jail.
Right, and like you said, Kevin, the Columbine, you know,
whole
thing with the kids who, you know, they have revenge, they get crazy. They actually keep everything inside and they, you know, physically hurt other people.
And it bottles up inside them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's really dangerous, I think, for a lot of people. And I think the parents have to have a heads up on what's going on with their kids. Let them talk more.
Yeah.
You know, see if they're insecure. See the friends they're hanging out with. Or nobody.
Yeah. This is a message to parents from a teen's point of view. And, like, throughout my life, I was always a little hesitant to talk. Is there a call?
Yeah, there actually is a call
no,
coming.
But finish your talk.
No, Kevy, finish.
I want to hear this.
When I was younger, I'd always be a little nervous to talk to my parents just because, you know, when you talk to your parents, you're, like, nervous about how they're going to react. And I would just say this is a message to parents.
Yeah.
When you're approaching your kid and, like, trying to, like, oh, how was your day, you know? Like,
yeah,
is there any problems at school? For the most part, the kids aren't going to be super upfront about it. So I think there's just, like, different ways you have to learn how to approach it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to take this call real quick. You are on the air live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Linda.
How's it going, Linda?
Hey, Linda.
Well, I was just listening to your show, and so I was thinking, you were talking about the kids who used to bully, and they never got over, or they would get bullied, and they never got over the hurt that they got from it, and they would grow up and, like, end up in jail and things like that.
Right.
Well, I have a story for you. You ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay. So when I was younger, I was in fifth grade, and I had just moved to a new school.
Okay.
And I was terrified. And going into a new school in fifth grade was somewhat traumatic for me because I didn't get to graduate with my fourth grade friend, you know?
Yeah.
So I was really scared. It was the first day of school.
Okay.
And our teacher decided to play this game to get all the kids acquainted with each other. And she handed out a worksheet, and the worksheet had little boxes on it. And each box had a fun fact. For example, my birthday is in October, or I have long hair, or I moved here from a different state.
Right.
And what you had to do was you had to go around the classroom and get each kid to sign the box that, like, applied to them. Like, if you had long hair, you would sign that box on everybody's worksheet.
Okay.
Oh. And one of the boxes said, I moved here from a different state. And I had just moved from Santa Monica. I didn't know what a state was.
Aww.
I didn't even. Yeah, so I went around signing everybody's boxes, saying that I had moved from a different state. And at the end, we, like, shared what we had found about the other kids.
Right.
And someone raised their hand and was like, I found out that Linda moved here from a different state. And the teacher goes, oh, really? What state did you move from? I was like, Santa Monica.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really funny.
I got teased so much.
Aww.
They would shove maps in my face, tell me that I needed to learn geography and blah, blah, blah. And
that's
these
terrible.
Kids, I detested them. I was so afraid of them. But, I mean, I grew up with them. And now, being a senior in high school, I've seen them. And the main kid that bullied me, he's got tattoos. He's been to rehab. Like, he's kind of a mess.
That's, you know what? That usually tends to happen. And Linda, if I was in that class, I'd just be like, oh, that girl's so cute, so silly. She thinks Santa Monica's
insane. Unfortunately, not everyone thinks that way.
No.
Also, this is Dr. Michelle, and just talking. I wanted to know. Hello, my dear. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And
yeah, dude, that sucks,
thank
man.
You for your sympathy.
But I'm just gonna ask. So this guy who used to bully you, he just sort of needed to still have that presence of needing attention. And he kind of had that tough guy image even as a grown-up guy in high school. So he still sort of carried that, with him.
Exactly. And unfortunately, he would take it out on others. And it really scared me, or not scared me. It hurt me when I was a kid. Now I've got a more positive outlook. I kind of just laugh at it because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But,
there you go, dude.
That's right.
Yeah. Linda, how did you, at what age were you, comfortable enough with yourself to be like, all right, this is bullshit? bullying is just absolutely pointless.
It took me a while. I got bullied a lot for being the new kid, especially after that one incident.
Dude, that's messed up.
It took me a while, but I think by, 7th or 8th grade, actually, someone asked me, do you know who the first president was? And I said Thomas Edison. And it was at that point that I realized I should probably keep my mouth shut. I was a little bit naive. And all I needed to do was some brushing up on my history and geography. And, I don't know. I guess it took me a couple years, but I got over it just by realizing that I was a little naive and coming to terms with it and not shouting it out loud to the world.
Right, but I think that there's a line that's drawn between being naive and just being funny cutesy, that's just silly. That's just did that girl really just say that? Not obviously, oh my god, that girl's the stupid, it's more of just that girl's really funny, I kind of want to get to know her, It's kind of one of those things. Yeah,
well, that was really well, I love that story.
Yeah.
Aww. That's cute, right? I'm assuming that you're not a tough guy with tattoos who's been to rehab, right?
I have 14 piercings and my entire back is tattooed.
No.
Well, never mind then.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because
no,
you have an outlook like that.
I'm kidding.
You're not a bully.
I don't have 14 piercings. And my whole back isn't tattooed. I have a big cross on my chest with a dragon on it.
No, you don't.
I have big bro stars across my chest.
No, you don't.
Oh, and my knuckles say Thug Life.
Oh, he's kidding you, Linda. He's kidding you. That's a really, so you feel good about yourself now, and you look back, and it's interesting that you saw this guy who used to really give you a hard time, and he's kind of a loser, you get it.
And that's just reassurance, seeing him in the future. It's just reassurance.
Right? Totally.
You are the bigger person, and that, you've made it.
And one more thing. It's my parents were a little bit afraid when I would come home, crying every day and really upset. My kids were teasing me. They were afraid that I would grow up to tease other kids. And I don't. I'm actually the total opposite. If I see someone being teased, I'm the first one to step up and hold their hand or whatever, sit next to them on the bus or something like that. But so other kids don't always turn out that way.
I was going to say, you sound like a very nice girl. You sound like, you have your, you have a good head on your shoulders. And, something about what you just brought up, we brought that up a little bit prior, how, kids that are bullied sometimes, take the route of revenge.
I heard you say that.
Yeah, they take the route of to get back at the world because the world was mad at me. I have to put that out. And you know what? This ties all back into what a lot of Teen Trends is about, is just creating positive vibes, spreading a positive energy. If you are bullied and if you are the bully, then dude, okay, first of all, if you are the bully, you're clearly doing something wrong. Do something within yourself to elevate the way you feel, to elevate.
Take Taekwondo.
There you go. Take Taekwondo. Linda, we have another call coming in, but I wanted to thank you so much for being on the air. This is Teen Friends with Dating Friends.
Thank you guys for helping me out.
Bye.
And you have a wonderful Sunday.
Sounds like a really nice lady.
She does.
What a cool lady.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you are live on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Candace.
Hey. And Rachel.
Hey,
hi,
Candace
girls.
And Rachel. How are you girls?
We're amazing. How are you?
We're doing great. What can we help you with on Teen Trends?
Well, Candace, take it away. Well, we don't really have bullying experiences or that we can think of. Any, like, bully stories. Yeah.
Okay.
But wanted to say that, David, we love you, and you are such an inspiration to us, and we listen to you all the time, and you're just so awesome.
Oh, thank you guys so much. That's so kind of you. Really, really. You know what? When people tell me that, it warms my heart and makes me see that, you know, what I'm doing is helping. You know, that's what we're all about.
Oh,
and I'm sure
great.
That goes for Kevy, too. Kevy boy. Because Kevy is the other half to my heart.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, girls, very much. Candace and Rachel.
Did you guys have a story?
Yeah, do you guys want to share? Do you guys, like, want to share a story or share an experience that you had with bowling?
Let me try to think. I don't know. I'm sure I have some elementary school. Oh, okay. I have one.
All right. Let's hear it. This is Rachel. Am I correct that we're speaking to you right now?
All right. So back in the day when I was a little, like, third grader, we had this little talent show at our elementary school.
All right.
And me and my friend, we were, like, hardcore dancers. Like, oh, yeah, we're so good, blah, blah, blah. So, we tried to do a dance, and then these other girls were trying to do a dance, and they were trying to, like, outdance us, and they were just being really mean, saying, you guys suck, we're so much better than you.
Right,
and then
right,
we
right.
tried to be nice and be like, oh, wait, can we be included in your dance? And then it'd be, like, a really good dance.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, and they were just mean, and they bullied us because of dance.
That's not cool, man.
They were just scared that you guys were going to be better.
Right? Totally.
Yeah.
Question, were these girls older than you, or were they, like, your same age?
Same age.
So how did you guys deal with it? I mean, were you depressed for a while, or did you just kind of avoid these girls?
Did you just, like, shun it? Were you just like, these girls are mean?
Well, I know me. I was really upset about it. I was like, I wanted to, like, dance with them. That'd be so cool. But then I just, like, tried to ignore them because I didn't want to, like, get into any more fights.
Right.
So
into any more fights.
Started...
Okay. go on, Rachel.
Yeah. Basically, I was just, like, upset, and I tried to avoid them. But then after, like, a couple weeks, we were like, oh, let's be friends again and never fight again. And then...
Well, there you go.
Good. Y'all
that,
made up. That's good.
That works out. Candace and Rachel, thank you guys very much for calling in on Teen Trends and shedding your positive words. Always a pleasure.
Yep.
We're going to move on, but thank you guys very much, and you have a wonderful Sunday.
We will.
Bye.
They sound like really nice ladies.
They are very nice ladies.
Yeah.
It's always nice to get a compliment.
Yeah.
It's always fun. One thing that I also wanted to touch on about bullying is the types of bullying. It's not just like there's one type of bullying. Verbal bullying, including derogatory comments and bad names, bullying through social exclusion or isolation.
Right.
Physical bullying, obviously hitting, kicking, shoving, spitting.
Yeah.
Bullying through lies and false rumors,
like
that kid.
Right.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Having money or other things taken or damaged by students who bully. Being threatened or forced to do things by students who bully. Racial bullying, sexual bullying, and this one that Kevin actually brought up earlier.
Let's take it away. I think in today's world, the biggest form of bullying that's been going around is cyberbullying.
I would agree.
Oh, yeah.
I would completely
literally
agree.
Every other week, you'll hear about a story on the news
of
a girl or a boy getting bullied over Facebook, over AIM.
Right.
And... In the end, committing suicide.
Yeah.
Like, just really, really bad things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember one story where a mom was bullying this one girl and just every day harassing
her. But she was posing as another young girl who was, like, saying, oh, I heard this about you.
So there's like, a mom who, like, pretends to be a young girl.
Yeah.
Right.
She
and
was
she's
nuts.
Bullying someone else.
Right.
And
exactly.
She just drove her to the edge. And I think cyberbullying today, like, you might think it's harmful to, like, talk trash on someone's Facebook page or something like that, but honestly, it hurts them so bad. Like, every time you, especially if the person, like, if you know the person's, like, very vulnerable,
right,
and you're just attacking them,
right,
you can't, like, you're not seeing the what's coming out of it,
right,
because that it's really, like, leaving scars in that person,
totally,
and, like, hurting,
right,
their self-image.
Totally.
It's really true. And it's so, the thing is, with the internet, when you're, it's very hard to decipher who these people are or what's going on. You're just reading words which are really hurtful. At least when you're up front with a bully, you know, you can see that they are and everybody can see who they are.
Right.
But with the cyberbullying, it's really scary. And yeah, parents should be really,
you know what,
heads up on that, too.
I almost believe that cyberbullying, you're more vulnerable.
Yeah,
if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because check this out. You have the entire internet. You have, like, blackmail, like this and that.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, all this stuff on your Facebook page.
Exactly.
And everyone can use it against you.
Right?
And, you know.
Like, you know, and, like, you post pictures on your Facebook that maybe you shouldn't have posted, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And people see that. And
yeah,
they attack at it.
Right.
You know.
I've got some statistics. I was just reading
here.
It said these were way back in 2001. 2001.
All right.
1 in 4 kids in the U.S. was the victim of online bullying.
Mm.
That was 9 years ago.
Nine.
There's a popular site in the U.S. It's called SchoolRumors.com.
Okay.
That had to be closed down because technical reasons. They had 70,000 visits, like, a day, and it had to be shut down because it was so overwhelmed.
Wait, 70,000 visits?
Yes.
And
this was
a place.
SchoolRumors.com. It was just, oh, here's a rumor about this kid. It was a weird website.
Why
about
would anybody ever?
Who would know? Visitors to this site could click on a particular high school and post their own insults.
Oh,
you know, can
what?
You imagine someone creating this website?
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Whoever
you
created
know?
That is the biggest bully.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly. So you got instant messaging, the publishing of defamatory personal websites, online personal bullying websites. They're used, you know, to just. The Facebook stuff, I mean, it's terrible. So we're so, you know, vulnerable to that kind
That's
of thing.
That's ridiculous.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a hint to kids would be try to, if you want to avoid bullying,
right,
and if you are getting bullied, like cyberbullying and all that, don't post anything on your Facebook that you feel.
Or
that
MySpace.
Kids, MySpace,
or
Facebook,
you use.
Right. Whatever
Twitter,
you use.
Right. I don't even know it.
Like,
yeah,
just don't post anything that you feel could be looked upon negatively, attacked
right.
upon,
used
like
against
don't,
you.
Like
yeah.
no booty shots, girls, you know, like
yeah,
guys, don't post yourself smoking anything, you know.
Yeah,
like, that's just
that's
stuff
just
to
retarded.
Get, yeah,
you
it's
know?
Keep it to yourself, keep it to your friends. What you do in your own life is your own business. Don't be so public about it,
yeah,
especially if you are getting bullied on like a constant basis.
Totally,
like
and
just try to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. And another thing, this is just me. This is my these are my personal observations. You know, kids that, like, post pictures of themselves, like, smoking on, like, Facebook and stuff. Like, okay, dude, why do you have to do that? Like
right.
what within you do you have to, you know, like, broadcast to people? Yeah, dude, I'm a badass. I smoke.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
okay, you're really cool, man. Have fun. Have fun getting into college. Because, like.
yeah, colleges
no,
check
colleges
that.
Check that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
So
yeah.
many kids, like, change their last names on Facebook just so, like. Especially in senior and
uh-huh.
junior year,
right?
just so
right.
the colleges can't look them up.
Right,
and that's
that,
like a
well,
big thing.
You know,
now.
That's interesting.
I don't understand why they just won't take the pictures off.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. There's a thing that I wanted to share with you about, like, if any parents are listening.
Oh yes,
please. And you know, maybe if teens and young adults, if you could tell your parents how you feel, if you feel safe enough to tell your parents how you feel sometimes. This might help just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want your help, if you want to help your teenager, like, overcome. You know, like, low self-esteem and deal with the bullying and everything like that. Just be open to them, to talk about what's going on. And some parents just need to change their behavior. And I'm not saying this to put parents down, but sometimes we need to just, and I say we because I'm guilty of this too, to just let your kid talk
yeah.
about whatever. And if there's something going on with them or something, you know, just encourage them to talk to you.
Yeah.
Look at your behavior. Is there something that you can do differently? Are you also teasing them or saying things to them that might be hurtful so that they feel scared to open up to you about others bullying them? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and oftentimes when kids do confess stuff to their parents,
right.
parents will try to go on the initiative. And, right. oh, I'm going to fix this situation. Totally. I'm going to be
do.
The parent. And honestly, a lot of times that is what that is why kids don't want to tell you things.
Exactly.
Because it's their lives, especially when you're coming into like your teen years. You think you know everything in the world, but you have to let your kid
right.
do that if you want right. to keep their connection together. Like
right.
you just can't force your what you think is right.
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 Like you can't. Try to change the situation. They
totally,
have to deal
totally.
With it themselves. If they ask you for advice, by all means, give them advice.
I was going to say.
But don't take it upon yourself to fix the situation.
Completely. Exactly. Like, if a kid needs your help, parents, in a situation, they truly, truly will be like, hey, like, okay, if they're not comfortable enough with the situation to come up to you and say actually to your face, I need your help, then they will nudge it in ways to where you will understand.
Right.
They will give you subconscious, almost like keys,
mm-hmm.
you know, to where you'll get that they need your help. But if they're simply just coming to you and being like, hey, this happened, like what should I do about this? You
mm-hmm.
know, that's something completely different.
Yeah. And this is a message to kids out there. If you are one of those kids who is nervous to talk to your parents about issues like that, I would say approach it differently. Approach each situation, not by starting off with your problems,
right.
but I would say talk to your parents. It's the most helpful thing you can do because your parents are probably very knowledgeable and they know what's right and wrong. Talk to like
right.
any like parent figure, anyone older who like understands
counselor
it.
At school,
counselors.
Yeah, pastor yeah. or rabbi or somebody who could help you out, kind of get your head squared away, you know.
Totally.
You know, in a certain way.
Yeah, counselors at school. That's another really cool thing. About counselors at school, it's like, you know, when you, like, if you don't want to, like, talk to a friend about it, or if you don't want to talk to, like, a parent about it, and, you know, you
right.
obviously, like, don't have enough money for, like, a psychologist or something like that, you know, seriously, dude, go to the school counselor. Like, that's why they're there.
Right.
School counselors, I promise you, school counselors will not judge. The only thing that they will do is elevate a situation.
Right.
It's true. It's really, really true. That's why they have school counselors.
That's right. That's you know? What they're trained to do.
And if you don't feel comfortable talking to your school counselors, you can even talk to a teacher. Like a teacher
That's
you're
right.
really close to,
yeah,
you're really
totally.
Close with. My English teacher,
yeah.
I've had so many talks with her on personal levels just because I feel so comfortable talking with her, and she gives great advice.
Right.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
And, you know, it doesn't follow into your normal life. It's just someone you can simply talk to. An adult, someone at your school,
yes.
someone who knows a lot.
Right.
Yes.
And it honestly helps so much.
That's awesome.
But
that's really nice.
Back to how you would approach a situation as a teen talking to an adult. If you're talking to a parent and you're nervous, approach it with, Mom, Dad, don't get on my case about this. Don't freak out. Just be calm and talk this through.
Right.
Don't jump to anything.
Right.
Don't do anything. Like, approach it like that, as
well,
calm as possible.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, because a lot of parents do. They want to jump in,
right.
and they want to protect their kids, and they want to take...
And,
but, you know, especially teens, they don't want that. They just want an ear, and empowering your teen or your young adult, empowering them to say, you know, like you said, your dad said, you know what? How would you like some self-defense classes?
Yeah.
And it empowered you to feel better about yourself, stronger about yourself. You lost weight. You know, women, you know, young women, you know, empower them to get a, you know, change their hair really to look the way they'd
totally.
Like to.
Totally.
Let them get some cute outfits.
Yeah.
Help them with whatever. Just, you know, listen to them and be there to empower them to feel better about themselves.
Yeah, and that's another really big thing. Parents, listen. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay. Almost you guys listen a little bit too much. Listen just like listen to the extent that your child wants you to.
Don't try to pry too much. If
yeah.
they want if they don't want to tell you everything, don't force it, because then it'll put them in the uncomfortable situation and they won't open up to you.
Right.
As long as you're mellow and you're just all ears, you know, giving advice here and there and
mm-hmm.
not forcing anything upon the teen,
yeah.
then you are doing your job as a parent and you will have a great relationship with your child.
But
yeah.
that's a great point. But parents always want to protect again. You know, I can't stress this enough. They always want to protect. So maybe in some way, if you could say, I'm growing up, I'm becoming a young adult, I want to try to figure these things out, but I just need an ear to hear me. Could you give me suggestions? But maybe just let me figure this out on my own.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys very much. This has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Thank you very much, Kevy, for all your advice. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm David Cohen, your host, your friend. thank you guys for listening. LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world. You guys have a great Sunday. Bye-bye.